I just saw something really cool. We started like actually really early. Oh my God, I totally started early. That's pretty cool. That's pretty dope skis. Okay. So between our 2-hour special and what's going down today on WMFO in Medford, we've got celebrating Pet Sounds. Woo-wee! We're celebrating Brian Wilson and Pet Sounds. And I got to tell you, anybody who is a music person, understands how important Pet Sounds is to our generation and everything that goes with it. It's a very spiritual album. So it's influenced me so much as a spiritual being and as a musician that this is just it's the most perfect fit. So I had to give tribute to Pet Sounds today. We had to do this. We had to make this happen. Woo! It's going on. Feel it. Feel it. That's the intro. That was the intro. So that had to happen. We had to really come into that alignment and really pay tribute to all the things that were good, all things that are real, all things that are magical. So, sorry, technical difficulties. and call in. The number is 855-915-9636. So are you going to call in for your live medium reading? Is that what's going to happen? I hope that's what's going to happen to you, because we have 2 hours. That's why universe gave us 2 hours. Do you realize that? Yeah, that's exactly why the universe gave us 2 hours, because we're going to be doing readings. We are going to be doing live readings. So call in for your live reading. This should be fun. You know, universe didn't extend this for nothing. This should be a lot of fun. We should have a blast doing this. And it should be good. Sorry, technical difficulties going on here. Oh, there we go. Just gonna get this. Oh, there we go. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry about that. See, this is where we come into contact with getting right, and we clear away anything that doesn't serve us, because that was on my part a technical difficulty. I could not find the volume. Thank you so much for being so patient with me. Love you so much. Now let's take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. Pay attention to the beautiful, magical, angelic meditation music. In and out. In and out. It's important that we pay attention to our breathing and pay attention to our body and all the things that are going on in our body temple right now. Let's just be nicely accumulated to this. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Feel how amazing it is to be loved in this moment by beautiful spirit. Feel all the magic, all of the radiance, all of the majestic wonder that spirit has for us right now. Feel how marvelous life is, how good it is to be free, how good it is to be here alive and awake. Feel the magnificent breeze of abundance. Feel how much you will be taken care of. Feel how there is nothing wrong in this moment. Feel how free you are. Feel all the beauty that is in your body temple. Feel the joy. Feel the gorgeousness that surrounds you right now in this moment. Feel the excellence that Spirit has for you. Feel how good it feels to just be. Now in this moment, as we come into contact with our body temples, we get adjusted to the most beautiful sensation of coming into reality of who we really are. We come into reality of who we really are. Feel that essence and realize that there is nothing that anything can take away from us, and that we are pure light and pure being. Feel the radiance and the vibration right now, and we leave away all things that do not serve us. We step away from anything that does not serve us right now in this moment, and we leave all things that cause us stress. We leave away all things that cause worry. We step away from the news. We step away from opinions. We step away from social conditioning. We step away from all things that would keep us from knowing the truth about our power. We are powerful, and I am here. Spirit is here to channel through me to remind you about your power. And as we get adjusted to our power, we become rooted to the ground, roots from our feet all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, tying tight. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Exhale. Brilliant. Now come into contact with your body temple. Come into contact with everything that's going on. Is there any sensation? Is there any place in the body temple that is calling to you that wants your attention? As you go to that place in your body temple that wants your attention, understand right now that is associated with what they're trying to communicate, what changes need to be done, what needs to be worked on, what is it that you need to cultivate in order to grow and evolve to your highest potential. Do you feel tingling in your hands? Do you see it in your feet, in your head, in your stomach? Any of these areas, understand how you can help your body temple. And as we help and heal our body temple, and we talk to our body temple, and we talk to ourselves, we can then help our outside world. We can help our magical world that is within us. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Very good. Inhale in and out. In and out. As we hear the messages that our body is trying to tell us, see exactly what it is. Feel exactly what it is. Take a moment and feel what this message is. Feel this message right now. As you get the message right now, release into the air a wish that you would want to be fulfilled. What is your wish that you want to be fulfilled right now? What is your deepest desires? What is your magical instinct? Send it and release it to the universe. Who am I? Why am I here and what makes me happy? We ask right now for the intention to come in. We ask for this beautiful intention to come in, this vibrant, beautiful intention to unfold to our highest and greatest potential possible. To unfold to our highest and greatest potential. And we ask this today, that this happens. What is it that we need to become and grow into? Who is it? What is our magic? What is the cosmos that understands us? What is it from the cosmos that wants to be expressed? What is it in the stars and infinity that we could show everybody right now in this moment? What is it in the stars and the cosmos that we have to give? See, we are healed right now in this moment. We are absolutely healed. We are healed and cleansed, clear and clean. Give grateful thanks to Spirit as we open up to Spirit and we invite Spirit to come play. We invite Spirit to play and we invite Spirit to be here, right with us in this moment. We give grateful thanks, and I give grateful thanks to you, loving Spirit. Loving essence of God. Thank you. Amen. Take a nice deep breath in. And feel the love of Spirit as it should be. Feel the love and the magic that is here with us. Feel the alignment of Source and feel the alignment of the pure abundance that's within us. I thank you, Infinite Spirit, and I thank you. When you are ready, open up your eyes and release and give a nice big smile.
Sky. Let's talk about the star, looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talky talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, are you gonna make a dream come true?
is Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO 91.5 Medford. Woo! We had Doris Day, K-Sara-Sara, Captain Sensible with Happy Talk. Woo! That was a good throwback, the Captain Sensible Happy Talk. That was actually from the original movie South Pacific. If you've never seen that musical, I really highly recommend South Pacific. It's magical. And we had Doris Day. We're paying tribute to Doris Day for her passing. It was about a week ago. Paying tribute to her passing. So there we go. Now is the time to call in. Call in. 855-915-WMFO. If you are listening, if you're driving, if you are anywhere you're listening, if you're live streaming, call in. It is the time to call in. And you will get your live free medium reading. I'm telling you, it is free and it is live. And it's right here only on WMFO. We have 2 hours. So you got 2 hours to think about this. We're here till 3, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a whole 2 hours of paranormal fun we're going to have. I've got a lot of stories, got a lot of awesome things to share, a lot of paranormal happenings that went on this week that I can't wait to share with all of you. So the next playlist coming up, I went into my memory lane and I saw this video of Robbie Williams performing I Want to Be Like You from the Jungle Book, and I just started getting all nostalgic and just went back into time. So I was like, I'm gonna play some Jungle Book, I'm gonna play I Want to Be Like You and Bare Necessities. That's everyone's favorite. I really believe that whole movie and whole soundtrack is underrated. It's like, how genius is that to just turn all of that into jazz? It was great. I loved it. I love every minute of it. That whole movie's genius. And then we have the whole Pet Sounds album coming at you for this next 2 hours. We are celebrating Pet Sounds 1966, May 17th. It was released. May 16th, I think, whatever. It's one of those days. And we're going to celebrate all of that. We're going to, hopefully, you know, I catch you, you know, you're listening to this at the right time. And what a joy it would be if you've never, ever, 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 ever in your entire lifespan. I think that would be wild, that if you've never, ever, ever heard Pet Sounds and then you're listening to it for the first time. I think that would just be wild. I would love for this to happen. I would love for someone who's never heard Pet Sounds to be driving in their car or live streaming and they're just blown away by this magic I'm gonna give you. And I'm excited for this. Also, I've got some, I'm gonna play some George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. Why am I inspired to play some classical? I'm inspired to play classical basically because I was at a coffee shop, and at this coffee shop they were playing classical, and usually that's just not what I'm not used to hearing classical at a coffee shop, which that should be the standard protocol, I believe, in a coffee shop. Because classical music makes you focus. It helps you focus. If you didn't understand this, it has certain frequency vibrations that clears the head, that's soothing, and you can meditate to a lot of actual classical music. So that's why I was just like, wow, this is gnarly. Like, I'm used to hearing like top 40s, like, and I seriously don't want to hear that stuff when I'm, you know, at my computer and working at a coffee shop. I want to hear classical. I want to hear Bach and Mozart and just amazing. George Gershwin. Well, George Gershwin, actually, in relation to Brian Wilson, it's amazing because Brian Wilson was very heavily, heavily influenced by George Gershwin. And you can see why. George Gershwin has this unbelievable genre crossing of classical and jazz. And it's absolutely phenomenal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable music. So that's why I wanted to share that. Rhapsody in Blue is quite long. So I don't know if we're going to play the whole 16-minute song, but we're definitely going to give you some of that clarity and understand what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, if you don't know, now you know. If you are studying or if you're trying to work and you just can't focus, I'm telling you, put on some classical. I was productive from 0 to 20. Like, I was just like on it. So get on it. And not only get on it, get on the free live medium readings. Okay, it's 855-915-9636. Call in. We have till 3. Try it out. Don't hesitate. Try it out. I know it seems scary, but it ain't. It's good. It's all good. It's all good. All good. And you know what else is going to be all good? Do you know what else is going to be all good? I bet you don't know. It's going to be, we got the Jungle Book, we got Bare Necessities, and just wanted to clarify one last thing that was really supernatural about Chris Cornell, actually. I don't listen to Chris Cornell at all. I'm not really a big fan, but I did produce a radio show at one time that they paid tribute to him shortly after his passing, and I was working at a radio station where I did produce a show, and the whole show was dedicated to him. And so this was like May 18th, this past recent, right on May 18th when I woke up, I just had that memory, and I don't know why. I don't remember when he passed on. I don't know anything about him, but I just vividly remembered producing that show. And when I produced that show, I just the memory came out of nowhere, and boom, later on I see posts about, oh, Chris Cornell passed this day. So it was like, that's him trying to talk. That's him. Can you play my song? That's him. And guess how I know? Because the evidence is that they always come the day either on their birthday or the day they died. So that was evidence that I was communicating with Chris Cornell's spirit, actually. So that was pretty gnarly. And so I was like, okay, I'll play Black Hole Sun. I mean, we all know Black Hole Sun, even though, you know, I'm not a Chris Cornell fan. You know, I vividly remember that creepy music video as a child, and that video ain't never gonna leave my memory. So and I'm sure a bunch of you. So we're gonna play some Black Hole Sun. And not only that, I have some crazy story linked with that. So I posted about that day that I saw, and I realized, oh my God, he's trying to communicate with me. John Monroe, who is my guest here, my first and only guest here so far, had a show that night, and I wasn't able to make it. And so after I had wrote my post, you know, he responded to my post saying that somebody had actually said that his music felt like he was channeling Chris Cornell, or there was some Chris Cornell essence. And he told me right away, and I was like, oh my God. So that's more confirmation that his spirit was trying to talk and trying to get up on this show. So your wishes are my command, Chris. I hope I know you hear me loud and clear. Okay, that's good. I got a nice big nod. It seems good when we make things happen here for the spirit world and give a voice to the spirit world. It's amazing. It's all miracles. So here we go. So like I said, you need to call in. You need to be calling in. Call in. I'm going to repeat. 855-915-WMF. Okay.
swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo,
ooby-doo.
I wanna be like you.
Hop-de-ooby-doo-ba.
I wanna walk like you.
Cheep.
Talk like you.
Choo-choo.
Weepy-dee-bee-doo. You'll see it's true.
Shoo-bidee-doo.
An ape like me.
Scooby-dooby-dooby.
Can learn to be human too. What to do? Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the
bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. So just try and relax, yeah, cool it, fall apart in my backyard. 'Cause let me tell you something, little wretches, if you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean it. Bare necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, man.
Sailing through the moonlight, sailing on the bay.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen her heart, now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along on Moonlight Bay.
Sailing on the bay.
we could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say,
you have stolen her heart. Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen her heart.
You have stolen her heart.
Now don't.
WMFO 91.5 Paranormal Playground Sounds with yours truly, the Boston Medium. Woo! Bringing it back, that was Doris Day on Moonlight Bay. That was one of my favorite movies from her. Actually, I've seen that over 100 times. I recommend it. It's a romantic comedy. It's full of color, fun, fantasy, and it's just really a joy to watch. So Doris Day is absolute doll in my book. She's just so entertaining, but not only that, she just brings so much life to the screen. And that's what I always loved about her presence, and she's been a huge inspiration for me. All right. So we are going on to our PSA. Ooh, oh, PSA time, PSA. Okay. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just over 2.5 mile from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So obviously, well, no, it's not obvious, but that has got to be my favorite PSA yet. I love walking. I'm a huge fan of walking. And yes, I enjoy my walks from Medford to Davis Square and then to Harvard Square. Oh, wow. It's only 2.5 miles. To Harvard Square. I should just walk all the way to Harvard Square from here. You know, why not? It's amazing. So yes, get your walk on in, and it does save money, and you don't have to be cramped up in a bus with people or an Uber, and you can just have your own thoughts, own energy. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, empaths. I know you know what I'm talking about. All you out there who are like, oh, I just can't be around people today. Go walk. That's going to solve all your problems, basically. Awesome. Okay. So we got some more fun things coming up. Like I said, it's 855-915-9636. Call in. We're here till 3. You're listening in. This is your chance. This is the opportunity. It's FM radio. This is the time more than ever to uplift. Take this opportunity. please take this opportunity to get whatever it is that you need. Get the healing. Get all the things that you need. Please, this is your opportunity. With all the stuff going on in the world, I mean, why wouldn't you open up to spirit now? Like, really, why wouldn't we open up those doors to the infinite, to the good? Because there's a whole world out here that we are so unaware of. There's a whole world of infinite possibilities that is in the field of just beyond heaven on earth. There is a heaven on earth experience for us, and we can't see that unless we dig deep. We can't see that unless we connect with it. We can't see that unless we choose to open up to it. And so with all the things that are going on in the world, why not get into a higher vibration? Why not step into the presence, into the now, and see what spirit has to offer you? What could the hidden messages be? So we'll be here playing beautiful music. You know, if we get calls, that's, it's going to be magnificent. If we don't, it's okay. It's not supposed to be. Universe has a way of working, and everything's supposed to be the way it is. We got music here. You know, this is predominantly a music show, but it is inviting in you the other aspect of what goes on as a musician and sound. And there's a whole other world. And I can't wait to share with you my magnificent journey with speaking to vinyl and being able to play vinyl live. So this is really exciting time, and I'm really grateful and happy that we can come to this time where it's weekly and it's 2 hours. Woo! Give yourself a nice round of applause. Come on. A nice, beautiful round of applause. Can you feel it? I'm starting to feel it. I'm definitely feeling it. Thank you, Spirit, and thank you, Angels. And thank you, Chris Cornell, Doris Day. I know your spirit is all here with me. Really having a good time understanding the communication, and I'm sure this is new for them too. This is new for the spirit world. They haven't done anything like this. You know why? Because this hasn't been done before. This is something I created. It has never been done before. Paranormal Playground Sounds is absolutely unprecedented. And I got to say this with a southern accent because I am channeling a preacher from down south. That is the gospel, and that is the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Sorry, don't get scared. Sometimes I just channel a southern accent, and it's really just channeling a preacher down south. Oh my God, the things people do when they get a mic and their own show on FM radio. It's just like, really? No, but I'm serious about the spirit realm. But it's also play, and it's also fun, and it's also just light, and everything is just lighthearted here. So, and that's one thing we got to remember about as we go into our day and as we go into our weeks, that it ain't that serious. It really isn't. Let's step into the light, light, light being. Let's step into the now. Let's step into the presence. Let's step. And just release. You know, sometimes you just got to step, breathe, and release. It ain't that serious. Like my boy Dennis Wilson. Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys. My boy Dennis Wilson. It ain't that serious. I hope you're enjoying the tunes, by the way. I hope you are getting the messages yourself. You're getting your own messages, and you're getting your own inspiration, because this is what it's for. Help me out, Spirit. Help me out. When I come here, I say, Spirit, help us out. Let us heal. This is the 2 hours here where we're healing. This is healing the spirit right now. This is all about that. It's going in, fixing it, doing the mechanical works to what needs to be done, you know, the attuning, the attunement, and just releasing it out, and just releasing and making sure we're feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. That's the intention. If you're not feeling good, it's okay. It's okay. As long as you put it out there that you want to be open. If you can't see it, soon you will see it. Soon you will be aware. Soon you will be attuned. And soon you will be aligned, you know. And I'm not just saying just by watching this. I'm saying being aware and understanding you can have the freedom, and you can have the choice, and you can have the choice to be happy. So let's get right into it here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening. Don't you love it? I love it. I'm loving it. What do you say? What do you say we get into our Beach Boy session? How about our Beach Boy session? Woo! Give it up to Brian Wilson and all the beautiful Beach Boys who created the greatest rock and roll album, in my opinion, ever made. Let's do it.
Together we've been spending. I wish that every kiss was